I made this movie, you know, just, it got picked up later with grants, and I'm a big post house and things like that. But at first, it was just me and a camera. So I went down to, Thurston Moore introduced me to Mike Watt, who plays in the band with me, and we were just kind of, you know, sitting around smoking weed in Northampton, and Mike said, you know, Iggy is hugely influenced by Burroughs, how can we have an interview stand? And I said, I would. And so he, like, texted him on the phone, and Iggy said he would do it. And I went down there with just my camera, and I didn't have a camera person, so my friend said, you know, I have a friend who shoots porn, and she knows what she's doing, and she's responsible. I'm sure she could do it for you. And I went down there, and she was a repo person, and she had to repo some cars and couldn't do it. So she said, my friend can do it. He works with me. And her friend couldn't do it. Her friend said, oh, I have a friend who can do it. His friend did it. So the friend of a friend of a friend. And actually, a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend. And so this guy picks me up in this fancy, brand-new Mercedes SUV and takes me to the interview and, you know, talks about whatever. Takes me to the interview. We do the interview, and then he says, you know, yeah, I'll do it, no problem, don't worry about it, I have enough money, I don't need, you know, a little bit of money for this interview. And I said, okay, great. We do the interview. He drops me off, ironically, in front of a music store after the interview, and Iggy lives in this neighborhood that's like all Caribbean neighborhood, because I think he's dating a Caribbean woman. And so we drive back, and he drops me off in front of a music store that has Iggy Pop on the mural outside of it, which is pretty ironic. And I said, okay, can you pop the trunk? And he says, how much money do you have in your wallet? And I said, I thought, you know, you said this isn't. He's like, well, if you want your stuff in the trunk, you're going to give me everything in your wallet. He's this big guy, and he locked the doors. So I kind of got robbed.
Did you have him arrested since you kind of knew who he was?
No. I didn't have that much money in my wallet, and it wasn't that. I mean, it's better to have a good story than have guilt. I think Burroughs would agree with that.